Welcome to Gamma Crawl X, the actual play podcast brought to you by System Mastery. Thanks to your Patreon dollars, we're able to make this amazing bonus content. So I don't know if it's amazing. Maybe it is. Who knows? I'm really down on myself right now. It's been a rough couple. John, talk me through this.
It's okay, man. It's okay. The people love us.
Thank you.
Oh. I don't know. It's been shit. I'm shit. I don't know why I'm here.
Yeah, it's been.
It's been a while. So this is a combination of 7th edition Gamma World rules with the aesthetics of Mad Max mixed with X-Crawl. So I think that's all the things that are mixed up in this weird salad.
Our lovely parfait.
Yeah, this mousse, if you will, of crazy ideas. But in order to streamline things and get right down to the action, I'm just going to run through our dramatis personae, let you know where we left off last time, and then we're going to dive right in. So we have 3 characters on a mad quest across America to entertain the masses and not get killed by DJs, which are people who run professional televised dungeons.
People's generous.
Yes, people is quite generous. Who knows what the hell they are? For example, the one right now is kind of a crypt keeper sort of thing. DJ, home box office. But our characters are Oculus Vive, a talking television set that beams horror movies directly into your brain. Teddy Rustbin, a giant squirrel from the garbage behind a county fair who came to life. Well, it's not like he was a statue of one. It's like, you know what? I'm adding that. Now you're also a mannequin situation.
All right. Yeah. I mean, it's cool for you to put that on, man.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Kim Cattrall is portraying.
So Kim Cattrall turns into a giant garbage squirrel portrayed by Brad.
Yeah,
and then
finally,
Nylartho Tank, or Hugo, a chthonic... Hugo Girl, that's his full name. He doesn't talk about it very often.
Yeah.
Hugo, a giant chthonic protean god, temporarily and embarrassingly stuck inside of a bumper tank from a 1970s Northern Florida children's amusement park.
Yes.
Yeah. He is embarrassed about it. If he ever gets out of there, he will wreak havoc upon the world. But in the meantime, he's here for fortune and glory. We, in our last couple episodes, have raided the... well, not really raided. We're professionally invited, aren't we?
Yeah.
We're invited and paid and everything. The dungeon of one DJ box office, and he has made us encounter a giant evil-ish sort of fish monster, a very kind old man who fed us some dinner and then poisoned us for our troubles, and Lord only knows what happens next, but that's really up to the GM, our guest, Quinn. As always, Quinn, the host of the Swallows of the South, Tales of Thetis, and... Red Eyes White Saber podcast finally comes over to System Mastery. We've been friends for like a year. We're glad to have him here.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, he's glad to be here. Our ride home, Brad. Thank you, Brad.
Hey, thank you.
He doesn't have anything else going on. I'm just going to insult him at the start of every episode.
Really get me down before we start this.
Yeah, we want to get you in the headspace of a trash squirrel.
Got to get you down in the dumps.
We got to have John. We got to have me, Jeff. Quinn, of course, we need someone to run the game for us. And then I've got 4 microphones. So here's Brad.
Hey.
All right. Quinn, I look forward to what you've got planned. Let's get started after the music.
You better make some preparations. There's no time for hesitation. Together, close together, it's far better to get ready for the apocalypse. Nowadays, it's very
clear. So you have left Deadstone's Manor, or at least the sort of ersatz manner that he managed to theater tech up. And you have found yourselves in a relatively barren hallway that is the body of a truck. It's clear that there's no cameras in here. It's relatively stripped down. Things are still like a little grimy and thematic to keep you in the mood and focused, but there's no flourish here.
No, it's very, very bare bones, if you will. Yes.
He's gonna steal that, right?
No, there's no cameras in here. He doesn't get my puns.
Damn.
There's no audience facing cameras in here. He's not gonna leave us alone for
this. Oculus Vive only performs when there are no cameras. It turns into a great punster when no one's watching, and then as soon as he gets back on camera, he's like, hello.
You know, you gotta keep a personality and
yeah.
I mean, in
this
the original,
tested better. Yeah,
yeah.
In the original X Crawl, they like watch the performers in the showers and shit like that.
Oh yeah.
So this is nice that we're getting a little moment of privacy. I might vape up a little bit. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah, good. Do it, Vape Lord.
Yeah, blast all those tasty ohms.
Excuse me, guys. I got to get back on this robot dick.
Oh my goodness.
Not you. You don't have a dick.
It's true.
All right, so we're in a back hallway. I'm sorry. We're jumping all over your talk.
No, that's fine. But on the other side of the hallway, you find that, as we've established, there are tiers of trucks here. There's at least two. There could even be three or four tiers of trucks going on here.
So many trucks.
It's trucks on trucks on trucks. But you exit this hallway and find yourself standing atop the first layer of trucks. There is a relatively narrow strip leading straight out here, and you can see to your left and straight ahead of you, there are several other trucks speeding along in formation here, creating a network of platforms that leads clearly to a single other door on the second layer of trucks. The trucks in this formation have all been decorated and set up with these elaborate bone spikes all around the sides of the trucks, so that if you were to fall off before hitting the ground below, you would likely find yourself impaled on some of these bones. The speaker boxes, nice.
Impaled on these bones, if you know what I mean.
I think you might find yourself impaled on like 69 of them.
Hey!
Nice!
That is the sex number.
Sex is a thing.
Yes, I have heard of it.
Well, it's like on 15,000 of your movies.
I know. It means you die.
I know. I was going to say, you probably think sex is like the girl takes her shirt off and then a monster gets them both.
Yep. That's what sex is.
You take off your top
and get killed by Greg Kinnear.
Okay. So you can hear the speaker box crackle as DJ Home Box Office once again gives you some taunting instruction advice. He's certainly talking. He's trying to do his job.
Certainly
he tries
so
hard. Now, before you start crowing about finding yourselves in a situation where you've got nary a soul to talk to, don't start flapping. I'm sorry. I'm going off script. Who writes this? Me? Nah. This doesn't sound like the kind of thing that I would write. There's a birdman coming for you. Shut up.
I would have gone with this part of the dungeon is for the birds.
If you don't do a good job, prepare to bone down. Wait, that sounds like a sex thing.
Sex thing.
You have me very flustered. Shut up.
We're sorry. You can edit all this out for the tape.
Yeah, I'm going to fix this in post.
A picture of Brandon Lee comes up on the TV, and it's just like, thumbs up.
You could also have gone with, everyone is raven to get out of this room.
You know what? Shut up. I don't pay you to write jokes.
You probably should.
That's so raven.
Well, if you would like to have a conversation once you get out of here, we can talk about it, but you have to join the guild. I'm not ready to just start throwing around guild fees, okay? So you need to stop, or I might accidentally infringe on your intellectual property, and then we're all going to be in hot water.
I'm sorry.
It's not an easy job. All you have to do is go through this stuff. I have to think up all of it. You're okay, Jim. You're okay. You're gonna make it out of this fine. You can dub over all of this.
I think we'll make it out of this fine.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm stalling you guys. I'm going to have to edit around so much of this stuff when we cut. I'm not going to lie. The guy's running a little late. He took a little long on his break, so I'm trying to vamp here. Well, where are you guys from?
I'm from a dark dimension.
Oh, no. Here he comes.
Oh, man. I was hoping he would never get here. Never more.
And you see, moving in from your right, dipping into range, is a Crow-Man, much in the same way that Teddy Rustbin is a Squirrel-Man, with a jetpack on, he is propelling himself by the flapping of his wings, but these trucks are moving 50, 60 miles an hour, so he needs a way to stabilize himself so he can keep aloft, moving at the same rate as the trucks.
That's a reasonable solution.
So he lowers himself down in front of you and introduces himself as he begins to move back across the various platforms that you would have to jump across here. Welcome to my stage. My name's Overtaker. It's a pleasure to have you here with me. I'm going to be pretty direct here. I like to be a straightforward guy. I've got my friend and my brother with me in that room back there. You make it across here? We'll give you a run for your money. You beat us, we'll give you our key. Basic, straightforward. He's got all the pizzazz. I'm the business-minded one. Good luck, I guess. I'd hate to see you die. And he says this as he settles down onto the platform on the other side, drives the elbow of his wing into a big red button, which causes the door behind him to open up, and a saw blade to pop out of the side of the truck and start moving in between the different platforms here very quickly.
Wow. I don't think this will be great for me.
Two of the three of us will not have a good time here.
I'm sure I'll be fine. Yes. Yes, I'm sure. What could go wrong? We have two wheeled guys making jumps. I have treads. We've talked about this.
Ooh, wait, I've got one. It looks like Oculus Vive might have to use those big arms or he's going to meet his doom.
I don't really have meat. I am a robot.
But you have those big, strong, meaty arms.
They're almost beefy, really. Almost. I think those are a temporary thing.
Would you guys just cut me a little slack? Jesus Christ! You guys vibe so well with Deadstone, I thought that I could get in on it. I'm sorry.
Well, that was a personal energy thing, man. You've got to come on down here. Hang with us. Let's do a sesh.
Fine. I'll stop trying to force it, okay?
I mean, that Raven guy seems... You know what? Let's just go.
All right. So, something that I actually genuinely enjoyed about the fourth addiction.
I got a fourth addiction.
And it's not cocaine.
That was the third one.
My favorite thing, or one of my favorite things about fourth edition D&D was actually the skills challenge structure. I think that there's ways that you can adapt and make it interesting. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the best ways to deal with something like this, which is essentially a platforming section, is by going into something that is more or less like a skills challenge. So it's going to be sort of a narrative series of you guys establishing context, establishing what you're doing, how you're navigating across these things, and then we'll adjudicate sort of failure, setbacks, and that sort of stuff as this moves along. So obviously, a big issue we've got here is that Oculus is bound to wheels on a TV cart.
Yeah, it's fine though. You know,
well, I mean, I do have bungee cords. If you want, you can strap him to my roof.
You know, life finds a way.
Are you even alive?
Have you become sentient?
I mean, in the most technical sense.
So wait, in the most technical sense, which means you're capable of reproduction?
Yes.
All right, point. Okay.
Long live the new flesh.
Okay, I would like to start this out by making a science roll to see if I can get a handle on the motions of the saw blade and the platforms and so on, kind of get a sense of how many things are moving around, what's connected to what.
Perfect.
All right, so I'm going to roll my science. I have a 13, and I have a +4 to science for my intelligence, which gives me a total of a 17.
Perfect. So you have a sense now for the patterns of the saw. It'll cut through in what seems like a kind of random pattern, but after watching it for a moment, it seems like there's actually four or five configurations, and you're able to figure out in the first one or two motions at the start which of those formations it's going to be taking,
mm-hmm.
As well as the various different links between the trucks, how far spaced out they are. Some look like they're closer to each other than they really are, and some farther away. So you do have a really solid grounding of probably the most efficient route to navigate this thing at this point.
And for folks who are mad at me right now because I use science when I probably should have used mechanics, it's okay. I have a +4 to that as well. All right, so I will take just a moment to explain to the other two how the saw blade situation works. Take a quick look at the first platform, and I am going to attempt to hurl Oculus Vive across the chasm to the first platform.
All right. So normally I would call that for an athletics check on your part.
Damn it.
But there's not going to be two rolls in a row from the same person. We got to keep it moving down the line.
You're right. You know what? I'll step back for the moment and let someone else get involved.
Yeah, I was actually going to say, I'm going to step in and do that as like the group bruiser. Hmm? My first thought was to take you by a big meaty arm and like spin a few times and just toss you across the next top of a truck.
I realize that I probably need to be tossed. I do not want to.
Well, there is the strap you to my roof plan.
Toss me.
All right. Yeah, so I'm taking it by that big hand of his and just spinning a few times and then I'm going.
All right. This is definitely an athletics roll then.
Which would be a 20 altogether.
Yep. Whoop, yep, toss. No
one
blade,
down.
No bone. You are good to go.
Thud.
All right. So you move about halfway across this using this method before some of the chains that are holding the trucks together start to... You can actually hear like the sound of a motor as a coil of chain is starting to unwind and spin them out farther away from each other. So the formation now has changed. So this is going to be... A lot of that information that you were counting on before is kind of out the window now. Especially as now, between each set of platforms, in addition to the saw, there are various other trap-like contraptions. Like, there's some spear arms that keep poking out. Things like that.
Little flame jets.
Flame jets. There's essentially a thwomp.
There's chain chomps down there.
Yeah, it's just crazy. Some plant that
bullets,
keeps spitting
bills.
Fireballs.
Fireballs, circles just spinning in space somehow. Those are just confusing.
It's fine. I'm going to get across this on the invisible block, so.
Yes, but it is Oculus Vive's round to contribute to this here challenge.
Fabulous. Well, I am going to go ahead and do mechanics then. Mm-hmm. Actually, mechanics. I'm going to see if I can't find a control for one of the winches, since I know that the chains are what's sort of controlling it. If I can winch them actually right next to each other, I could just roll over and not worry about it.
Perfect.
Right. Oh, sad face. I got a, what, 12?
Yeah, so you actually do find that there's a panel on top here that you're able to hook into and start getting things moving. And initially what happens is you wheel them out super far apart. You spin it in the wrong direction, and it knocks everything off balance. And then you overcorrect, and you managed to forget that there are these big protrusive spears of bone that are sticking out on the sides of this thing. So the trucks smash together and send shards of bone flying at everyone in the area. So everyone is going to have to give me... This is going to be an attack versus reflex.
Fabulous.
+5, I'm declaring right now.
That seems like a reasonable declaration.
9!
A total of 9?
Oh my god.
Get dunked on.
I nimbly sidestep the bones.
Anyone have a reflex that's less than 9? I doubt it.
No.
I don't know if it's even mechanically possible.
I mean, well, if you had a really high negative on both intelligence and dexterity, then maybe.
Yeah, yeah, because it starts at 10 and goes up. And you have a plus for being level 1. So the lowest you should have is an 11. You'd have to have a 8 or less on both dexterity and intelligence.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you boneheads! You're going to have to be a little more careful if you want to make it across this. Was that better?
No, that was great.
Yeah, you're real good.
Okay, good.
Big beefy hand gives the okay.
Proceed.
I like your enthusiasm.
Big beefy thumb up.
That said, the machines and minds of man and crow are but playthings to the mighty Yugo, he says, as he uses his alpha mutation, which lets him take control of a vehicle or machine.
Nice.
So I'm going to grab that real quick here. This is target one android, robot, computer, or vehicle, and then I roll my level plus three versus will. So I'm going to let you assign an arbitrary will defense to this thing, and I'll roll.
I'll say 15.
Okay, that's... here we go. No, I'm not going to get through.
Oh, no.
It doesn't do anything.
All right, so yeah, which machine were you trying to get into?
Again, the winches. I was going to drag the whole thing into a big sidewalk.
Okay.
I figured at this point it's safe because we already had bones shot at us.
Crow, no. It looks like you're going to have to try again. Be careful, though, because time is running out.
Be careful.
God damn it!
Excellent.
Oh, yeah, I'm up. All right, well, I'm not good at a great many things, but I'm going to go to the front of the truck that I'm on and put my whiskers to the wind and try and feel for the bumps in the road to jump at the right time with them to propel myself forward to the next station.
Is that an attempt at nature or what?
I'm trying nature to feel the world around me.
Go ahead.
So it's going to be an 18.
So we see Teddy stop. We see time slow down. We can see the wind whipping through his matted fur, brushing against the jars of core sediment that are stuck to his fur.
A small squirrel falls out and flies away into the wind.
Sugar gliders.
Disgusting pallid dreads hanging like a junkyard commodore dog.
Jesus.
We see him take a breath in and exhale, and we can see then the camera travel downward, and we get actually like a cross-section of the truck and the crowd inside as we see the bottom, and we can see all the bumps on the road and like the movements of the pebbles, and there's absolute silence as Teddy grabs Oculus Vive and in silent slow motion clears the next several obstacles in a row, bringing himself to a cool slide at the end of the door. And then sound kicks back in and wind is whipping with you two there and you go on the opposite side.
Oh, goodness. Well, I believe I'll be able to handle this, fellows.
Sorry about that.
That is okay.
Yes, he's an incredibly athletic tank. I don't think that the mechanics of getting across here are going to be much issue, especially because you guys are at the controls, so...
Yeah.
How does Hugo maneuver his way across the rest of this as the blades spin down?
I'm going to reflect his athletics being ridiculously high as his inborn ability to deploy different types of transit. So, for example, if he needs to get across water, he suddenly deploys airbags and skims his way across. Here, he extends his treads outward and builds bridges for himself between the platforms.
That's appropriate, especially considering that he's the party face, building bridges between you and your enemies.
So he's going to just go, all right, this has all been cute, but let's get this done.
Perfect. So the door opens, and again, you are in a narrow hallway leading into a second bigger room, and you can actually see straight through. This isn't designed to be like a choke point or anything. This is a lot of wire mesh. You actually look below and there's some like newspaper that sits below the floor, but they're all obituaries. It's all the obituary pages of newspapers.
Of course it is.
Nice.
And you come into this next room and it is a truck that has been converted into an enormous birdcage with several tiers to operate on in between. You know, there's like giant sticks that have been put in there, and they even have like those dumb spinny hand things. Like, this is a giant's birdcage that has been fitted to a truck. It is not something that has been designed to look like a birdcage fit to a truck. It is very exactly...
This thing is displaying the provenance of a 30-foot-long cuttlefish.
At the pinnacle of this birdcage, standing back-to-back, are What?
I'm sorry, but I heard standing back to back, and I immediately pictured them both with crossed arms, like they're introducing a sitcom.
Yes, that's how they're standing. I was literally thinking about them standing back to back. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Crossed arms.
We'll never get along.
And this is brought into especially stark contrast because Overtaker, sure, he is a crow or a raven. We weren't clear about that. There were crow puns made.
He's a corvid.
Right. He is a corvid.
Yeah.
And he'll probably get mad at you for calling him either one, depending on the situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But his brother slash friend who stands with his back to him is actually a dove. A dove man.
This is a man with a dove head?
No, like, again.
Anthropomorphic bird?
Teenage Mutant Ninja.
Right.
Gotcha.
Both of these are anthropomorphic birds.
Yeah.
A dove and a corvid standing back to back. The dove opens his mouth slash beak. Oh, God, that's horrific. because it's horrific and this is spooky themed, the dove in particular has a beak, but with lips around the edges of it.
Oh, Jesus.
That's not cool.
It's... Hey, fan artists, get on that, please. I want to see that lip beak.
I want to see some lipstick on that lip beak.
Coo, coo, coo. Welcome. Sorry. God damn, I'm so... We're not going to have another character who's doing this.
Is this the dungeon master?
Yes, I'm sorry. I stepped on his intro. He was about to open his mouth. Guys, should I be... Did I make a mistake?
No, man. I think you just need to take a five.
Just a little hands off.
Yeah, you know, while you guys do this, I'm going to go take a break.
Okay? There you go.
I'm going to get some water, maybe some coffee.
Yeah. Bring up your electrolytes, dude. Get a Snickers.
Yeah, I'll do that.
There it is.
All right. I'll leave you guys alone.
I love the idea of the dove just standing there awkward while this is happening.
Yeah, no, he is. He's like,
arms still crossed.
Yeah, arms still.
Mouth just slightly open.
Stomps off to his trailer.
Well, well, well. Welcome to the birdcage. My name is Clawbones.
Clawbones.
Clawbones and Overtaker. The brother's bird.
Noted.
I am having a really hard time not straight up just laughing at these two. Luckily, human emotions don't convey especially well for me.
And luckily, I have no emotions.
Do you know what they call a group of crows?
Yes.
Good. That's what we're going to do to you.
A parliament? You're going to parliament us?
A nastiness?
Parliament Funkadelic.
Why is
they both pull out bases?
I just want to keep getting wrong animals for this. Just keep pissing them off.
Boom, 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 boom.
Firing base waves at us. Let's have a Scott Pilgrim fight with these birds.
Okay. We finished that fun musical bit.
They take the bases and drop them to the bottom of the cage, and you can hear a lot of feedback as they hit the ground.
Honestly, though, I spent the entire time trying to remember what you call a flock of doves.
I don't... That's a sensitive topic for me. You're going to make... You're going to learn what it sounds like when a dove cries. So shut up.
No, I'm sorry. You go. This is your time.
And when he says that, the picture of Pinhead shows up on the screen and just says, "Do not cry. It is a waste of good suffering."
I think we've done enough posturing. Bird boys!
And from the inside of some of these large branches that are set in here, doors slide open, and a flock of various bird people, all of whom are wearing like large skull necklaces, begin to flap around in a large formation. So,
man, I was really hoping it was just going to be dudes with wings, like just fake wings that they were running around
okay,
with.
You know what? So, let me look at the number distribution here.
Well, the thing is, regular dudes are actually super rare.
Oh, I know. But the fact that in the fish room, it was just dudes in like scuba gear.
No. So, what it is there is actually one other bird person. Who quite frankly, he's probably like the third brother who just isn't as charismatic.
He can't carry.
He's not as charismatic as that dove? Damn.
Right. And then there are three guys in like suits with wings, and they have their faces painted up like skulls, and they have horseshoe haircuts.
What? Nice. There's not a lot of bird mutants in East Texas. Or wherever we are.
Yeah, somewhere with flats and desert type. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, little bird mutant is not a thriving community here.
That was going to be my rapping name.
Okay, so it's time for everyone to roll for initiative.
Damn it. I have a 6.
Oof. I have a 16.
I have a 13.
The real mutant brother is at 9. Oh, Jesus. That's 26 for... that's 26 for Overtaker. Oh, my God. 23 for Clawbones.
Well, they're going to go first.
Well, don't fuck around.
Well, sir.
And then the rest of the boys.
And the rest.
And the boys.
Are at 18. Jesus.
Oh, my God.
We're going to get alpha. This is going to be great.
I'm excited. I'm super excited.
They have
about
home
this.
Cage advantage. It's fine. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is an arena that, for people who are reliant on melee combat, is going to require a lot of like moving and stunting between layers and rows because it's a bird cage.
Well,
thank God Oculus has some ranged attacks.
Oh, yeah.
But we are going to start.
I will not be caged. I mean, more than I am.
So we're going to start with Overtaker. So Overtaker spreads his wings and beats his... Well, he spreads his wings and beats upward. And then you can see him almost crouch as he sends his jetpack spiking toward Teddy. He is going to attack him beak style.
Sorry, man, but these people are natural enemies of the squirrel.
They are.
It's a lot of tree dominance fighting.
This is the crow raven man?
How's 20 versus AC?
Just gets me.
All right, well.
He just gets me, man.
Just gets me.
Lucky for you. Okay. You take 5 radiation damage as he charges down. You can actually see a sickly yellow ball of energy growing in his mouth, which he sprays onto you as he slides actually into a weird sort of grapple as you are hit with the following effect. You are going to be taking a 5 ongoing radiant,
radiation.
Yeah, 5 ongoing radiation damage. He is now occupying your space.
Get out of my
and
space.
When you move, he moves with you.
When you dip, he dip, you dip.
Yep. When I move, you move. He has a +5 to all of his defenses and gets to auto hit you with his beak. This is a save ends effect, though.
Okay.
All right, so he's straight up grappled up on you and is doing an amazing job of beaking at you real hard.
He's beaking my maw.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Then what's going to happen is...
Clawbones?
Yeah, Clawbones.
Yeah.
Prepares himself to follow up with what his brother started.
Good, good. Now here comes the show.
Is this WWE stuff?
Do 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 do.
John Cena.
Well, it's the big show.
Yeah, one of the boys with the wings, you realize now, is just wearing very large jean shorts.
I don't really know who the big show is.
Aw.
I'm sorry, he's not one
he's
I know.
Andre the Giant of wrestling.
He's the Andre the Giant of wrestling.
Yeah.
Yes, okay. Yes he is. But he now comes following in. The attack on the sheet here says bite, but there's no way I'm making him bite you with those weird lips.
No, wait, let's put some teeth in there, too. Let's give him the whole package. Just
oh
a
my
whole
God.
Goose.
Yeah, he's just got all sorts of weird teeth.
He's got those teeth along his tongue.
He's got teeth. He's got teeth inside of his beak. Each one of them is another smaller beak.
Yep. All right, well, that's horrifying. So, yeah, let's do that. So he is coming in to attack
Teddy?
The boy, Teddy.
Man,
Teddy's really going down.
She's boy, Teddy.
Yeah, I believe that he has combat advantage on this, which is +2, right?
That would make perfect sense. Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, he hit me. Hit me real good.
Right. So you're going to be taking 3d6 plus 3 physical damage.
Jesus, you're about to die, buddy.
I think I'm out of here.
And he's going to shift you 4 squares. So that's 11 physical damage.
Yeah, you're
not
within,
gone yet, though.
You're within 3 or 4 hit points of death. I think your next action should be to use one of your healing surges.
So, he comes, gets all those teeth all up on you, and then he actually puts his claws of his feet on your chest as he pushes you out of the way and propels backwards.
So he pushed me and Overtaker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He pushed a cluster of us.
Yeah, he pushes you and Overtaker, who's on your back. His wings are flapping he's got his arms around you.
There's jetpacks involved.
Yeah.
This is just a mess.
And he does actually push you off of the branch you're standing on, and the jetpack kicks in. So Overtaker is now dangling you above the bottom of the cage. So there's like a long drop down to the bottom.
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense. Why not make it worse?
The obituaries which line this cage are those of our fallen foes.
I'm just glad the newspaper industry's thriving.
I used to be an editor at a newspaper before this went down. I've got a vested interest in keeping it alive.
Really? Because I thought they said print is dead.
Shut your goddamn dirty mouth.
We're gonna lose Teddy. All right, who's? I think it's the minions now.
Yep, the minions.
Oh, no. Well, luckily you're suspended out Teddy. In the air. They have a hard time getting at you.
Right. So, you learn pretty quickly that the one minion who's an actual bird, he comes flying up, and he is going to be attacking Hugo, kicking with his claw feet.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't even use his beak like his brothers. What a piece of garbage.
It's all lips.
What a disappointment. And yeah, he rolled 6.
Against what? I mean, nothing.
It doesn't matter, yeah.
He's fine. He is nimbly evaded by a giant tank.
Yep. And then you see the muscles of the three other people who are operating their wings. You can see them starting to, like, strain. So they flap up, and each of them lands on a different branch. And, like, has to hold, like, they've got, like, stitches in their side from the effort. And they're, like,
all doubled over.
And they don't open their mouths. Like, they don't eat, like, they're breathing heavily. But these are union extras. They can't have a talking part. So that's going to end their turn. They're going to get close to you guys next turn.
Okay.
Not going to completely roll you all before... that now takes us to
me.
13. Yeah, Teddy.
I had a 16.
You did? Oh, yes, you did.
Mm-hmm.
It says you right there. 16. Oh. It's Hugo's turn.
I steal a show over here.
It's fine. I'm going to try my best to help you.
Please. I mean, give me back over like something solid first.
All right. So how many squares out would you say that he got dragged out over the abyss?
It was a shift 4, so I'll say he's 2 out.
Okay, great. I am going to use my attack Long Arm of the Sea. Which has nothing to do with my character, but that is the name of it. But it's my melee 3 attack. So I am going to use that against 2 targets, because I'm allowed to. I am going to target both the crow that's got you, so Overtaker, and also this pathetic nobody bird that's attacking me in the meantime. So what's going to happen here is that from the turret of my tank, 2 giant tentacles will emerge, whip out, and attempt to snag around the ankles and legs of these targets and drag them back to me.
Perfect.
Drag me in.
Okay, let's see. I have a 22 to hit the Overtaker, and a 23. Wow, a 23 to hit the bird that's next to me.
Yeah, so the bird that's next to you, the actual bird, just explodes into a puff of feathers.
Right. Yeah, he's a minion, right?
Yep.
So I attempt to snag and grab him, and I end up just kind of pulling his skeleton out through his feet. And I'm like, ugh.
Ow. He wasn't good, but... He was my brother, God.
Oh, don't worry. You'll be saying hi shortly.
If I could feel emotion, I would be intimidated. but you definitely also hit him, so...
Great. Here's what happens with that. He takes 10 damage.
Perfect.
And also, he is restrained save ends.
Perfect.
I'm restrained within him, who's restrained by you.
He can't move anymore. And if he fails that save, he switches to dazed, and if he fails that save, he falls unconscious.
God.
So, you know, hopefully we'll get him back over a branch.
Let's get over that.
Yeah. you got, like, You exceeded 20 on that roll, right?
I had a 22 to hit him.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, I know you're going to have to add his
20,
plus.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew you had to add the plus 5 to it. So yeah. Effectively, that restrains him. So for the moment, I have pulled the skeleton of the other guy right out of him, and he's dead. And I have a tentacle extended and hanging on to the ankle of Overtaker, and it's holding him there, because that's the restraining effect. So he's now tied to me.
Cool. I love that. This is just a chaotic branch of grapples.
Great. I can't wait to get in on this.
But in the meantime, it's Teddy's turn.
So how do healings are just
okay, roll a d20.
Okay. 10.
A 10. So you save. So you are no longer taking 5 ongoing damage.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, because on a 9 or lower, you would have failed that save, taken 5 damage, and fallen unconscious. So congratulations on that.
Yeah, hanging on by a thread.
And then... Now that you've saved off the damage, it's your activation. You can do whatever you want.
Wait, what's my
activation? You have your, like, you can move your turn. You can do your turn.
Yeah, I can move, though? Like,
I'm probably with an athletics check. I mean...
Okay, yeah. Then I'm going to do that. I'm going to be pushing. So, he's being held by the ankle of this tentacle, and while he's distracted by being held by a tank?
A tentacle.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to be pushing his wings off of me, and then, like, pushing myself off his chest and back onto the... Tree branch thing.
That'll be an athletics check versus his AC.
It's a 13.
23.
Okay. So what happens is you jump off, kick him out. He hits the mesh of the cage and you can hear it ring out. You land on the branch next to Hugo, but the radiation powered jetpack that was on his back has come loose and shatters, exploding above the two of you. Raining radiation down upon you, whereupon Hugo gets a new alpha mutation because he's been out one.
Here, go ahead and hand me one. Let's see what we get. Oh, my. That is not going to do very much at the moment. So the tank begins glowing very slightly.
Oh, good.
Classic. Yeah, he got radiated.
Yeah. I got a little radiated, and
he's a little glowy.
I'm a little glowy. I'm a little green. Otherwise, I have the ability to cast psychic illusions now.
A little bit glowy, a little bit rock and roll. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you're now on stable land. You're good to go, but that did consume your action for the turn.
That's fine. I'm also
use your minor to spend your healing surge.
Oh, I can still do that.
Yeah,
then?
That's a minor action, so you regain a quarter of your hit points.
Okay, round it up.
Yeah,
that'd work better.
Let's round it up.
Want to give me that pencil?
Whatever.
Let's use some roundup.
I think they might even be better than that. I'm gonna have to reread the rules because. I think this game is so player favoring, but it has to be because the damage is super high.
Yeah, it's been a while since I read the rules. Like I looked at monster stats to prepare for this, but I forgot the healing surge rules.
But you know what? I'm saying yes, and I'm another one of the players. I'm not even the GM, but this authority coming out of me really works, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
It's very believable, is what it is. But I'm fine. Like rounding up.
The difference is one hit.
Yeah, the difference
point.
Is one hit point, and I don't really want to murder you guys. Is the fun thing? That's not actually interesting.
Hey, lay the birds off me, then, huh?
Huh? Yeah, you haven't really taken much shit yet. So
no, we're fine.
You had it
we're
coming.
Fine. Yeah,
you piece of shit,
piece of garbage.
Okay, but now at the very bottom,
yay,
is Oculus's turn.
So he's going to. Spin around and follow. What is it? Claw bones.
Yeah, claw bones. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Claw bones. Of course. How could I forget that name?
Bone Claw is
the lipped
ready.
Dove named Claw Bones.
You'll remember the name, Claw Bones.
I'm just gonna remember your weird mouth, buddy.
Clawbane. Remember these lips?
Yeah, that shit's gross. And look at me.
I finally did it. I beat H.P. Lovecraft.
Yeah. Oh, he was going to make it easy for you. You're white.
Oh.
Yeah, H.P. Lovecraft was a piece of shit.
PSA, Lovecraft, total racist. Fuck that guy.
Okay, but going after Clawbones.
Yeah, so turning to Clawbones, tilting the cabinet slightly to point the VR mode up towards where he is, and a little picture of a doll shows up on the screen. Hi, I'm Chucky. Wanna play? And then I just beam the most horrific shit into his brain.
Yeah, like Chucky 4, man.
Yeah.
That Jennifer Tilly shit.
Yeah. straight up beam Jennifer Tilly into his brain.
Just the whole thing.
Aw, boo.
What'd you get?
I got a 9.
Oh, you think I'm scared? Ha! Huh. Wrong! I have to look at myself in the mirror every day!
And again, reminding you that this is a real birdcage, there is a giant mirror up at the top, sort of swinging around.
Yeah.
You can't send him monster movies, dude. You got to send him something about the inhumanity of man. Like, beam some green room at him.
How's Birdemic?
I was the sickness.
I'm down with that.
I did it.
Okay. Going to do anything else with your turn?
Nope. That's basically all I got.
Perfect. So it's Overtaker's turn.
Let's see his save. He needs to make a save to not be restrained anymore.
3.
Oh, no.
He remains not only restrained, but he is now dazed, which limits him to, what's dazed?
Either move or attack.
Yeah, so he's probably just going to head over here.
Yeah, he tries to, like, you know, he flaps his wings, gets closer.
The moment he tries to fly away, the electric shocks turn on the birdcage walls.
Oh, God, yeah.
Also, doesn't do any damage, but yeah. Now he's all dizzy and shit.
Yeah.
Now that he is dazed, he will also grant us combat advantage.
Yep. That is true, although he is pretty far away.
I'm going to get you. Wait.
Well, you better hope he makes that next save, or he's going to fall unconscious wherever he is.
Everything's spinning. Stop. Stop.
Stop spinning the cage.
Gonna yarts.
Oh, wait. Well, yeah, he can still move.
I'm gonna yurt. He is flapping toward you.
Yeah.
He moves his 4 squares, bringing us back to Clawbones' turn.
Fucking Clawbones.
You think this is a game? You're wrong. This is life or death.
And he swipes down at Oculus Vive, landing on the top ridge of the television, leans over and starts pecking at the screen of Oculus Vive.
Your next action has to go all poltergeist and suck him in there.
So this is going to be versus AC.
Well,
oh shit,
that ought to do it.
All right, so you're going to be taking 2d6 plus 3 physical damage, and you're going to be shifted 4 squares, which we've established is enough to push you off of the edge. So you're going to have to make
acrobatics or athletics to not get pushed off.
Yeah, or to land on the next tier down so you don't take damage.
All right,
so go ahead and give me that damage. 2d6 plus 3. That's 11.
Oof.
All right.
It's just as bad for you as eating bad food.
Yep. Exactly as bad as having a bucket of slop in me. And, oh, yeah, good roll for that. So my athletics is a 20.
So how do you land on the tier below? And what sort of, like, birdcage situation is that next tier that you're landing on?
Okay, so going over the edge, whips his cords out, you know, his corduroys. And
yeah,
obviously.
It's fall.
Hi, it's 1997. How you doing?
Hey, what's up? Corduroy pants. So he whips the cords out and has them go around the chains that are currently suspending the food bowl that is dangling in the middle of the cage. So he slows the descent enough that he then just lands in a bunch of very large pellets.
Yeah, they got that pellet smell. And
yeah.
Nice, the food bowl.
Yeah.
I love it.
All right.
All right. So now it's the flight of the minions. So all these guys, having now caught their breath, sort of leap across the chasms and are flapping their wings, trying to conserve as much energy as possible, essentially trying to make sure that their last wing flap converts into a punch at the end of it.
Hmm.
Into each of your faces, like each of them has picked one of you and is going to be coming. They're minions, so they're shitty, so they're getting one roll for this.
Sweet.
Ooh, that's 21. No, 22.
You're gonna get knocked unconscious.
No, I'm not even bloodied yet.
Oh, okay.
So that's 9 physical damage to everyone?
Not me. 23 AC.
Uh-oh.
Did that take out Teddy?
Teddy's down.
Okay.
Oh, shoot. Okay, here we go.
Describe for me the minion who knocks you out for this fight. What is this guy like?
The minion got me, too. It wasn't even someone cool.
Well, he's cool for the moment.
It's that fucking John Cena jean short wearing one. He came up to me. He started doing that weird wing in front of his face.
What is that? What
is
he doing?
I couldn't see him anymore. And then he got me right in the gut, or right in the nut, I guess.
I mean, I'm not going to deny the power of John Cena's weird elbow thing, but what is he even doing?
You can't see me.
That's the dumbest thing in the world. You can't.
It's in front of his face. In front of his face, he waves his hand.
He's fucking voguing.
Oh,
are you shitting me?
He assumes that his enemies don't have object permanence.
That's it. He's doing a little baby thing. Oh, where's John Cena? Boo, there he is.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, I'm sorry, Seamus.
Poor Seamus.
He lands this punch on Teddy and sends him down, and he actually punches him in an arc to the water bowl.
Of course.
So it creates this like big splash upwards, sending water everywhere as
water,
we see Teddy like laying in the water bowl. Oh my god. I can't. Oh god, I'm talking. Oh no. Oh god.
You may think you've won, minion, but honestly, he needed a bath.
I already violated my contract. I'm sorry. No, you're next. You're next. This is my time. Yeah. This is my time.
He's stepping up.
To the streets. Okay. So, the other minions, one of them just lands a punch on Tank, and it's like, ah! Like,
conk.
Yeah, pulls back his knuckle and, like, shakes it and, like, blows on it to try to cool it off.
That was ill-advised.
And the other one does get that hit on...
On Oculus.
Landing and rolling into pellets to soften his landing. All right, so that makes it Yugo's turn.
Okay, let's see. I guess I'm still engaged with the
Yeah, you're still grappling the...
I've still got him held.
The Overtaker.
So I think he's probably my primary target at the moment. I am going to use, and this is going to be an interesting trick, I'm going to use a power to jump out over into the chasm and get him, because I think he's still one or two squares out there.
Yeah.
I have my other ability, which is called Maximum Overdrive, gives me a shift of 2 squares before I make my attack, and I'm just going to shift out into the void. So,
perfect.
So I'm as the guy bonks meaninglessly against the side of his engine, he just... Yugo just turns to the side, just shifts in position, leaves that guy looking at his backside and his novelty license plate back there, which I will detail in the future. I don't have that joke at the ready. revs his engine, the tire tracks start firing off a cloud of smoke, and then he launches out into oblivion, directly into the still dazed and sort of flying staggeredly and punch drunk Overtaker, and just sort of bowls him into the ground. He's going to power drive him down into the food pellet bowl.
I love it. All right.
Here we go.
So everyone's meeting at the pellets.
Yeah.
Yep. Party in the pellets.
Now, he's dazed, so I've got combat advantage here.
Perfect.
Yep. It's not going to help me. I've got a 16.
That what? Hits.
It does? Woo! Oh, AC.
Okay.
All right, good. In that case, he takes 9 damage. Oh, he's -2 to hit until the end of my next turn.
So you dive down.
Would you like me to make an athletics check to not take damage from the dive?
I would. Okay. He is very well bloody.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can hear a definite crunch as you drive him down into the pellets.
Mm-hmm.
What did you get on that roll?
31.
31? Yeah, no. You're good. you can land as dramatically or as gently as you would like into these pellets. Like, are you doing a thing where you land and it's, like, nothing? Or are you trying to land and, like, send a spray of pellets up into the air?
Here's what's going to happen in that situation. As we dive down towards the pellets, tentacles, one of which is already grappling and holding on to Overtaker, another one joins it and grabs him and holds it in front of him, and then they straight up Scrooge McDuck money vault into the pellets and vanish.
Oh my god. Yes, please.
You all feel the bone-rattling impact as they clearly hit the very bottom of the bowl.
I swear to God, if you come out of these pellets and go bazinga, I will end you.
I have no idea what that is. Is that that's the nerd show joke, right? The
yes.
Big Bang Theory?
The nerd show.
Don't worry, I'm not going to... I've never watched an episode. I'll feel... Although my dad recommends it to me about every single time I see him.
Oh my God.
He's like, hey, have you watched
it seems
that?
Like you'd like that.
Yeah, it seems like you'd like that. I'm like, nope, because I like good television shows. But no, they vanish without a trace in a colossal spray cloud of pellets and giant sunflower seeds and are gone.
So you hear the crackle come on again, and it says, oh no, is Hugo running out of ideas? Because it looks like he's really scraping the bottom of the barrel.
He's getting a lot better at this.
He's really picking it up.
Yeah. I got my groove back, guys.
You got a coffee?
Good job, Stella.
I just want to high-five that dude at the end of the run.
So it's Teddy's turn to make a death save.
Don't worry, all it does is cause you to stabilize.
Death save.
16.
You stabilize.
Yep, you stabilized.
Yeah.
You're good.
Yeah, all that means is that you're still unconscious.
Yeah, that's fine.
Sleeping in the water.
I think I was really dead.
Yeah.
Squirrel in the Water, the best M. Night Shyamalan movie.
That's it. Your name is Narf now.
Okay, so it is now Oculus Vive's turn.
Yeah. Turning back towards Clawbones, if terror doesn't do it for you, how about old technology? I don't know. And then he just shoots a VHS tape out of his chest.
I really, really hope this one misses because he's got a great comeback.
Well, it probably will. He's got a high defense at the moment.
Why?
He's doing the thing where he's grappling you, right? Isn't that?
No.
No? Oh, okay. That's something that Overtaker does.
Yeah.
Okay. Come on, John.
Wow. My roles are the literal worst.
So
you're just getting clowned.
Yeah.
That was a natural one.
Yep.
So you shoot the VHS. He grabs it with his foot. Throws it up in the air, grabs it in his mouth, takes a bite out of it, and spits it.
I used to be a newspaper editor. I eat obsolete technology for breakfast.
Bringing us back to the top of the round.
Yep.
Oh, that's right. It's the Overtaker's turn.
Yeah.
He's
Let's see
make
if
that
the Overtaker
save.
Can make
that
this save.
Yeah.
Because I do really well when I try to hit you guys, but saves haven't been hot.
Oh.
20.
Oh, he saves. He's fine. That means he can move freely, I think. I don't think he goes back to dazed. I think he's just out of it.
He saved off.
So he then is going to activate his attack, trying to latch on to Hugo.
Yeah, well, I've got a lot of attachments and ports. He should be able to do it.
Nope.
Is it against AC?
Yeah, it's 9 versus AC.
Yeah, he's having a hard day.
God. You hit hard. Like, it's good. It's going to be a good show.
Well, we're down to the pellets. We can have the conversation.
No, I want you to know that while we're down here,
I know.
I think you're going somewhere,
yeah,
you know?
Thank you. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah,
no, this has been really, really fun. I'm kind of worried about our squirrel friend, but honestly...
You know, he's probably going to be fine.
Yeah, I think he's going to be okay.
He's going to be okay.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, do... If you can...
Yeah?
I would like to live to see another day, but I do understand, you know, risks of the job, so...
Hey, man, you're down here.
Yeah.
If you want to play it... If you want to play it this way, you can stay down here. I don't mind that. I'll go after the white one.
Go ahead and actually give me an interaction roll, yeah.
All right. I have a 16. Man, I'm rolling fire tonight. And that's a plus 5, giving me a 21.
Yeah, you know what? I appreciate that. And you already did take out one of my brothers. Clawbones, he's getting a little big for his britches.
Okay.
Again, I'm not saying that I want him dead.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, let the cards fall where they may.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, man. And I'm sorry, but I hope you didn't like that other brother that much. That was I barely even tugged him.
He's all, you know, he's got brittle bones.
Yeah, they kind of just came apart in there. Must be hollow, like a bird or something.
It's crazy, you know?
Anyway.
It's a tragedy.
I'm in just a second here, I'm going to straight up do a Jaws thing, so.
Oh, yeah, that sounds really good. Yeah, I'm sure the sponsors are going to love that.
Yeah.
All right. So now it's Clawbones' turn.
Do you really want to keep this up?
Do you really want to make me cry?
Was that a jab at me?
No, no one is thinking about you.
He's going to kill you.
Yeah, probably.
Okay. Well, now that that interruption's over.
So that is a 24 versus fortitude.
Yeah, oh, for Christ's
that'll
sake.
Do her.
He is on fire.
All right, but he's only going to do 1d6 plus 3, and he's going to knock you prone instead of...
Okay.
So that's 5 damage, as he does the same thing he tried to last time, where he pecks at the screen, and basically just, like, each time he pecks you, you're shifting in the unstable pellets, so you wind up kind of wedged sideways in between a couple large pellets.
Yeah.
It's
the minions.
It's the minions!
It's the minions!
And there's 2 of them left, and...
Was one of them going to dive down here after me? That would be awesome.
Yeah, What I'm going to do is one of these guys is going to dive in after you. I'm going to give him an attack roll.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those situations where, like, if he gets... you've got such a high AC where basically if he beats your AC, he'll manage to get down there. But otherwise, he's going to be eviscerated in this Jaws thing that you're about to do.
Well, see, I like the idea that he can't do the Scrooge McDuck coin dive. And he just face plants into the seats.
That works, too.
Oh, that's a pretty good roll.
23. Just misses it. So, all right, you know what? I got this. I got this. This is my day. This is my day. Everyone's going to remember my name. My name is Mike McWilliams. You hear me? I might have violated contract, but I validated myself. And he pumps his arms up twice in the air, throws off the wings, runs to the edge of the branch that he's on, and dives to the food bowl.
Can I get it here for a second?
Yep.
Because he beat me by, or I beat him by exactly 1. I want him to dive and faceplant into my shield because it's a trash can lid.
Oh, just my God. Boom. Yes. And it hits. And then the angle that results from that is just so unnatural as he slumps back into the pellets. Quong, wong, 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 wong. All right. And here's the last minion also going for Oculus Vive.
Sorry, man. Yeah.
11 versus AC.
Woohoo!
Woohoo!
I'm not going to get knocked out.
All right. So now it's Hugo's turn again.
Okay. So here's what I'm planning. I had a really cool Jaws thing planned. I'm not sure if I really would. No, I'm doing it. I'm doing it. We are going to maximum overdrive again because that power is awesome. And the way it's going to work is this time I'm going to shift 2 squares before the attack straight up. So he shifts 2 squares straight up. A huge plume of seeds buries everything around him. A pile of them lands on top of the of Michael McWilliams, who is now just thoroughly embarrassed and covered in seeds. And one of his tentacles, as he's making his way up, begins to ball itself up into the tentacle equivalent of a fist. And as he rises, he uppercuts directly into Clawbones' head, knocks his chin up and backwards. Hopefully. We'll find out.
Perfect. And since you were essentially in stealth there, I am going to give you combat advantage on this.
Oh, okay. All right. I rolled a 15. That's plus 7 is a 22 to AC, plus another 2 is 24.
Yeah. Yeah, you're good.
Okay, great. So he is going to take a D10 plus 5. That's a 6. 6 plus 5 gives me 11 damage, and he is minus 2 to hit.
Perfect. So he is not bloodied. This is actually the first hit he's taken.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some of his small beak teeth that punch definitely knocks out of his face.
The beak teeth.
You settle down onto the pellets. He's restabilized himself by flapping his wings. And it's OV's turn.
Oh, good. All right. It's time to make use of my alpha mutation. I'm going to attempt to just straight up big beefy arms this guy. Get my mitts on him.
Can I suggest that because I popped up on one direction and John's right near me that we have him flanked now?
Yep, sure.
There we go.
And great. You are prone.
Awesome. So I'll just use my movement to stand up.
Mm-hmm.
And then beefy arms this guy.
Yes.
So that is a 20 versus AC.
You got it.
Nice. So grabbing him with both arms, flipping him around so he faces me, up pops Freddy. Welcome to prime time, bitch. And slam him right into my screen.
Oh my God. Okay, give me that damage.
11 damage.
That bloodies him. You slam him, more teeth come out, and then you slam him one more time, and you can actually, like, see the top of his beak break and, like, kind of twist. So now he's got the bird equivalent of Owen Wilson's nose.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. Oh, my voice has changed. Wow.
So, yeah, you just pummeled the crap out of him.
Good.
You
jerk.
You ass.
You.
And I'll, you piss.
I'll go ahead and use my second wind because I'm about to be completely wrecked.
All right.
Good.
Second wind is
the some quarter HP. Of we're going to have to
yep.
look that up.
Yep.
Pass me the book. I'll look it up between turns.
Cool. So now it is, in fact, Clawbones' turn again.
Indeed.
Oh, you think you're so strong, so tough? You're getting too big for your britches.
I don't wear britches. I am a robot. He's a tank. Actually, I kind of think robots could probably be built to wear britches. But if a robot wore britches, would it wear them like this or like this?
I think. Quiet!
17 versus AC.
No.
He basically just like screams quiet and starts flailing at you. And it's just, it's not going. It's not going.
It's just nothing doing. Lots of feathers.
Yeah. He's getting noodle arms. It's he's running out of steam.
We got the minion left, and then I can finish.
Oh man,
this.
he's just getting tuckered out.
Yeah,
yeah, he's plum tuckered. He's gonna have to take a nap. But yeah, we do have that last minion.
Yes.
Who looks between the two of you, cracks his knuckles, and thinks, "Okay, Michael did a good job. I can be like Mike." And he goes for Hugo, the strong one.
Yeah. 17. I'm liking that roll. What's that put you up to?
21. Every time they've tried to hit you, it's been 21 or 22. Like
they roll so well, but you have such a high AC.
On anyone else's day, this would have been fantastic. But unfortunately, they keep trying to punch me.
Right. He's actually beating on the trash can lid that Michael's face hit. But he is keeping in contract. He's not opening his mouth. He's a good paid extra.
Good.
All right, guys. This is how a second win works. It requires a minor action, and you regain hit points equal to your bloodied value. So next time, you won't be unconscious for the whole fight.
Good.
One half of your maximum HP. You also gain a +2 bonus to all defenses until the start of your next turn. If you are unable to take actions, another character can use a standard action to trigger your second wind.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
so someone could come over and stabilize you if they wanted. That said, I think I'm going
to
end this now.
Yeah.
This is very close to done.
Yeah. So I'm going to use my alpha mutation. Because I've noticed that he's super tuckered out, and I want to end this in a fun and ironic way.
Okay.
So I'll just read this to you really quick here. Psychic illusion. Standard action, close burst 10. You modify one aspect of the environment in the burst by adding or subtracting a single illusory object. The object must fit within a square, such as a gun, a dead body, a short bridge, or so on. Any creature that interacts with the object reveals it as illusory, but it seems completely real up to that point. The illusion only lasts while this card is ready. So, as he rises, he's starting to take a little pity on poor Clawbones. He really should have gotten out of this fight. I don't want to kill any of these birdmen that I haven't already killed. So he...
whoops, the daisies.
As his green glow begins to pulse stronger and stronger, because he's still a little irradiated from the earlier blast, you can see all of the eyes in him suddenly look up for a second as if he's in deep thought, and then focus in on Clawbones, upon whom an illusory hood appears. I put a falcon hood on him, and he falls asleep.
Oh, my God. Okay. I love that.
I hope. There's no attack roll to this.
I mean, I guess he could make a perception roll?
I'm thinking just an over-under, an attempt to save against this. Like,
oh, just treat it as a save?
Yep.
Actually, hang on. I'll try and overcharge it.
All right.
So I'm going to attempt to overcharge. This is a psi, so I have no special bonus to this. No. Okay, go ahead.
All right. Here's his roll. 14.
Save.
He's fine. He's fine.
The hood pops on his face, and like you can see him sway a little bit, and like he
the hood, take it.
And then he puts his hand up and like actually wipes away the illusion and goes, not cool, man, not cool.
What are you trying? I'm just trying not to kill you.
How dare you try and save me?
Well, killing you is my job. How's a little work ethic?
I appreciate...
this is why print is dying!
I appreciate your devotion to kayfabe. Someone else kill him, please.
The minions. No, the minion just went.
Yeah.
Yep. Him. It's Oculus' turn.
Yeah. I tried, buddy.
You can join your print. In death! And I'm going to try and
choke him out with my cables. God damn. I have not rolled above a 4 in, like, ever.
All right, I guess it's his turn.
Well, the only thing that will be dying is you!
As he grabs the cables and, like, tries to lead in with his claw, trying to kick you out of the bowl. Probably not. 13.
No.
So, yeah, these guys are in a war of attrition right now.
We're just slap fighting each other.
It's the minions' turn.
We're just quipping at each other for the audience.
Yeah, this is all just mugging.
Yeah,
piles of food.
Yeah, and this minion actually tries to take advantage of this by grabbing one of the pellets and trying to come up behind you and smash you from behind.
It's getting even wrestlier.
Ooh. 17 versus AC.
No.
The pellet just shatters, and the pellet shrapnel, like there's a stray seed that gets caught in the minion's eye. And he puts it on his, like, he's holding his eye going, and then he just passes out. He can't take this.
Did he just attack me with food? Why does everyone want to kill me with food?
Oh my god. All right.
I'm just going to make my roll and then I'll tell you what happens.
Yep.
Here we go. That's a really good roll. I've got a 19 there, and I'm adding 7 to it for a 26 versus Fortitude.
Yeah, you're good.
Great. So, here's what happens. As he grabs hold of your cables and starts ramming himself into you, trying to beak through him, there's a moment where it looks like his fury is going to overpower, and he's finally going to peck through your screen. But then his face falls slack. He looks like he's in shock. As you both take a quick look down, you see a white lightsaber blade emerging from the center of his gut. I'm really sorry. I didn't want to do this, he says as he twists the lightsaber. This does 3d6 plus, twice my level fortitude damage plus my dex mod and ongoing 5 physical damage.
Well, sir.
10, so plus my dex mod is another 1. That's 11 plus twice my level. He takes 13 damage and ongoing 5 damage.
13 is literally just enough to kill him.
I'm real sorry.
So, yeah, the saber goes on and you say that his head turns to you. That lippy beak looking at you. He says,
I forgive you. You're doing your job. You've got good work ethic. I appreciate that. Do me a favor, though. Line the cage.
I will.
Oh.
We should find his au-pair.
Well, let's scoop him up in a shoebox.
Where's the giant toilet in this place?
You're in it.
You're right. It's right down there. It's that newspaper.
Hook.
Well, well, well. It looks like the bird boy's feathers have been ruffled. Jesus Christ. Let me take that one again.
No, everyone, hold your mark.
Well, well, well. Looks like the bird boy's feathers have been ruffled by the Midway Mashers. Surprise, surprise! Speaking of surprises, what's that? In the pellets!
And Overtaker, you can see his hand reach out of the pellets, holding a key with a feather on the end of it for you to take.
Nice.
I'll whip my tentacles around it. I hope you can go over and help him stabilize.
Yeah.
Get him.
Well, it's the end of the round, so
yeah,
he'll take a short rest.
Yeah. So... I'll grab the key. I'm gonna leave him down there because I don't want people to see how not dead he is. Yeah.
Yeah, he gives a silent thumbs up before it slowly falls back down into the pellets.
I'll joyfully toss the key into the air with one tentacle, and as I catch it with another one, the first key emerges and he holds them both up triumphantly to center camera.
The crowd goes wild.
<Da-na-na-na-na-na>.
Dungeon Crawl is filmed in front of a live studio audience. We just edit heavily, don't we, guys?
Raucous laughter.
All right, I think that's it for the week.
Sounds like a good point for me.
Okay, folks, thanks so much for... I don't listen to enough AP content and know how to start and end these things, but that will be enough. Gamma Crawl X this week. Join us in 2 weeks for our next episode. I assume, I don't know what our schedules are. This is a lot of people to manage. We're all very busy. But as always, thank you so much for joining and listening. If you like what you're hearing, know that it's because of people like you who came and donated to our Patreon, patreon.com/systemmastery, getting us up over the goal to start some AP content. That was awesome. There's more goals we still need to hit, so come and support us. Otherwise, I'd like to thank my co-host John for being here. I'd like to thank Quinn, host of Swallows of the South, host of Tales from Thetis, host of Red Eyes White Saber. Go check out his awesome shows as well.
Player on Tales from Thetis.
Player on Tales from Thetis. He's just me on that show. And I'd also like to thank Brad, some guy.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah.
I'm happy to be a ride.
Yeah, there you go.
Some guy he is.
Yeah.
Nepotism got me here. Some pig. Crunchy. All right. So that's enough. As always, you can find us at SystemMasteryPodcast.com. We'll see you in a little while. And until then, have a good week. You better make some preparations.